step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It can be a real serious thing, and it can ruin, destroy relationships. Sometimes, if you can get through it, make it better, but that's a lot of work here. What do you do when your significant other is an alcoholic and you don't know what to do? We're going to talk about that today.
Let crazy inside my crazy family.
Welcome to the program. I mean, it's a serious topic. We'll, you know, try and inject humor as we normally do, but it's a difficult one. If you have a crazy family story you want to share with us, like this individual did, asking about what to do when the husband is an alcoholic and you don't know what to do, or whatever crazy family story you have for us, go to crazyfampod.com. That's crazyfampod.com and write in your story. We may use it here on the air and talk about it, or you can call in your story toll-free, 833-CRAY-FAM, 833-272-9326. All right, what do we got going on, Stacey?
Yeah, this is a really kind of a tragic story. This is a woman who is asking what to do about her husband. She says, I'm 51 female, my husband is 60 male, so there's a 9-year difference.
Yeah.
And he's had a drinking problem for over 2 years now. He drinks vodka, occasionally wine, 2 to 5 shots of vodka on weekdays, sometimes a whole bottle on weekends. I mean, that's a lot of alcohol, but I suppose if you're an alcoholic, you have to drink a lot. When he drinks wine, she says, it's even more, and he'll even have an entire bottle during the week. When he's drunk, he's extremely angry. He doesn't get physically aggressive, but he screams and yells a lot, and I basically don't get any real time with him, with the exception of a few hours on the weekend, because he gets drunk as soon as he gets home on work days and often starts drinking by around noon on weekends as well. So the guy goes to work. I don't know if he's drunk when he's at work, but when he comes home, that's when it all began.
If he's not yet, he will be soon, I guess is the...
Exactly. Yeah. She says his drinking problem comes in waves. With my help, he's managed to get it under control multiple times. And although he would still drink almost every day, it was usually nowhere near enough to get him drunk, but it always gets worse again. He only began intensively drinking about 2 years ago when my youngest applied to university without us knowing, and then cuts us off when he said he was going to go to university. My husband felt very angry and betrayed, and that's when he resorted to alcohol. Uh-huh. Well, before that, he would only drink on special occasions, like holidays, parties, date nights, and he almost never got drunk on those occasions. I feel like I've lost him since his drinking problem began, at least during the waves when it's really bad, because he's drunk most of the time, and then all he does is scream. What else can we do to end his drinking problem? It sounds like he can't cope with stress.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like something triggered. I mean, obviously, we got a trigger here with this, but he went through most of his life supposedly coping with it, unless he was hiding it. But it seems like the betrayal that he feels, really, he kind of fell into a dark slump. I think underlying between all of this, because, I mean, he's developing this at about 60. And if he's managed it well his whole life, as far as I'm assuming they know, I wonder how much of this is more of a rooted in depression and all of that, where if that can get more under control and get his emotions under control there, that this would also get under control. But you have two separate things here now, because there's two monsters. You have the depression, and if he's starting to develop a dependency or the addiction to alcohol, you know, he can get rid of the depression, but then the alcohol can still linger. In some cases, though, you go to the root of the issue, the depression, the sadness that he's feeling because of the son, and sometimes you kind of get that under wraps. The other part will also correct itself. It just depends on the individual and how it's all going. But I think the first step here is tackling, you know, basically two things. He needs to get into some help. He needs to either get into a program or get in with a therapist. But I think really deep down, it's looking at these emotions that he's feeling, this anger and betrayal, and getting that addressed and getting him at some sort of peace there and see where it goes. Well, at the same time, he needs to, you know, admit that there's an issue going on here and want to get help. Because if he doesn't, well, then nothing's going to happen.
Well, and he's got such a two-headed monster here. It's really hard to get help for depression medication-wise if you're drinking, because, wow, medication, at least antidepressants, really do not mix well with alcohol. So you're going to have to make a choice. Which am I going to treat first? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it is, there's so many complications to this, and I'm not a doctor and you're not a doctor, mm-mm, but it would be neat. You'd need to talk to somebody. I think get into a psychiatrist, talk about what's going on, talk about what the goal is here. And he needs to say what his goal is here. I know the writer of this, the wife, the goal is to get him healthy and to get him back to the type of person he was before. But that's going to take some outside help beyond what you can give at home. So if you know, you have the patience and you have the desire to help them work on this, it sounds we're 2 years into this anxiety or this depression and betrayal that he seems to be, and this anger as well that seems to be enveloping him. And I'm assuming more recently it's really been presenting itself as a problem here. You know, give it a shot. See if he can get help, if he wants to get help, if he's open to getting it, and try and be a support if that's what you want to be. But if it's out of control, if it's getting abusive, if it's something that you just don't want to deal with anymore, well, then that's, you know, that's your choice as well. Don't feel like you have to go one way or the other, though. You need to make the decision of what's going to be healthiest and best for you. But, I mean, it sounds like, you know, she loves him and she wants to help him. So, you know, do that as long as you can until it becomes, you know, it's starting to hurt you more than it's benefiting anybody else.
You ever dealt with an alcoholic?
Yeah.
Like personally, like in your personal life?
Mm-hmm. I have.
Oh, it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, you know, and especially you and I have a Wisconsin connection. I currently live in Wisconsin. You used to. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin, the culture is very alcohol heavy.
Yeah.
People, you know, so if you've got somebody who's trying to, you know, recover or trying to at least, oh my God, stay sober, you fucking can't.
No, I mean, that's an insanely difficult state to moderate or, it's bizarre. If you grew up in Wisconsin and you thought you drank moderately and you go to another state, they think you're an alcoholic. They really do. It's like, what do you mean? Like, this is like moderate drinking in Wisconsin.
You mean we don't drink on Sundays? We're not, you know, shit faced drunk by the time the Packers come on?
Yeah. Which would be sometimes 11 a.m.
Yeah. And we're not exaggerating it. I came from Minnesota, and Minnesota being, you know, the Lutheran state, drinking, you couldn't find liquor on Sundays. Liquor stores were closed. You couldn't buy alcohol at a grocery store. When I moved to Wisconsin, I was shocked that you could actually walk into a grocery store and buy alcohol.
Most states are not like Wisconsin.
Yeah. I mean, you can buy alcohol in a gas station. You can buy it in a grocery store. They're not run by the government, which is really unique in my brain, because when I grew up in Minnesota, stores were actually like regulated by the government.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the ABC stores and stuff. It's just like Bill wanted to open a liquor store. The children wanted to sell vodka lemonade by the street. So it's like, right. Get more sales, I guess, you know, it's a little, but as long as they're using a Wisconsin brand and it has a Packer logo on it, then it's all good.
And you're good to go. Yeah. It's just crazy. So my heart goes out to people who are trying to regulate this beast. It's really difficult when you go out into public and everything is alcohol related. Yeah. So anybody I know in Wisconsin that's got a drinking problem, I give them a little grace, not much, but some, because it's completely woven through the fabric of our society in Wisconsin, at least in this state.
It is. I mean, there's so many undiagnosed drinking problems. Oh. I'd say, I don't know, 7 out of 10 people have a undiagnosed or unrecognized drinking problem in Wisconsin because they don't realize outside of that bubble that their amount of consumption is really not normal or healthy. And that's, but when you're in the confine of a bubble and this is how everybody functions, you don't realize how unordinary it is. I realized that when I left, I was like, holy shit, like, the rest of the world isn't like this, or the rest of the country isn't like this. It's always an interesting moment when you see the most alcoholic cities or bars per capita or per square mile. And like, you've lived in like 7 of the cities.
Right. Well, and you know, the whole drink Wisconsinably.
Oh, I know. And they make it cute and they make it fun and they make it. And it's like, yeah, I get it. It's kind of cute, but it's also really sad and fucked up and has led to so many horrible, horrible things. And it's not fun to deal with, whether you're the person that's drinking excessively or you're the person that's trying to take care of the person who is. Yeah. And then you throw a little, I don't want to say this is mental illness in here. This is someone who I think is, you know, suffering through a situational depression, but you throw any type of mental illness in there. With it, and holy shit, it's more than one person can handle. And most importantly, the person with the problem needs to recognize it and needs to raise a hand and say, I need some help here. And
that's the hard part.
And the solution, I think, is different for many people. Some people are able to cut back. Some people take the approach of, and most doctors will say, you got to just stop everything. You know, don't do it cold turkey because that could be deadly as well. But, but some people are able to moderate. And I think that I like more personally that approach because there are programs that do work in moderation. Forever, it's just been pushed the 12 step. That's it. That's all you can do. Nothing else will work. And for some people, 100% agree. But I think for many others, that's like way too steep of a hill to climb and they just don't even attempt it. But there's many others out there now that work with moderation and I think help people get to a healthier place rather than just go down a very, very dark, you know, hole that they're going to die in. I think some of the other things out there kind of help people get along. You know, it's not the healthiest thing to do in the world by any means, but there's ways of dealing with this now more options than ever before. But again, someone has to say, you know, I got an issue here and I want to control it or I want it out. And that's up to the individual and the people who are, you know, basically caretakers of this. They have full rights too to say, you know, this is something I want to deal with or don't want to deal with because you sometimes almost get to a different monster with that and personalities change.
Yeah, it's just so difficult. Just my heart goes out to her.
So, you know, it sounds like there's a lot of love here between these two, at least from the letter. And you know, go get some help and see where that goes and give it a try. But you know, just know at some point you are in control and you can say when enough is enough. So, All right, that's going to wrap up this segment, the story of the program. We have new ones out for you almost every single day now. So be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts and get it all commercial free on Apple Podcasts. You can just binge story after story after story and try it for 3 days free right now on Apple Podcasts.
Let crazy and
crazy family.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.